Welcome to the Data Up Podcast. My name is Brian Ward, the creator and host of the Data Up Podcast. I am a coach, Marine Corps veteran, speaker, husband, and you guessed it, a dad. Are you ready to be inspired to be the best dad you can be for your family? This show will provide you with the tips, tools, and strategies to do just that. Are you a dad just going through the motions? Or are you looking to really elevate your dad game to the next level? Truth is, it is a blessing to be a dad. This is a responsibility we must take seriously. In the end, how do you want to be remembered? I hope you want to be remembered as a phenomenal dad. Your legacy starts in the home, not outside the home. If you're really ready to elevate your dad game, then make sure you bang that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. Now, let's get started. Dad up. Welcome to another episode of Dad Up, everyone. Thank you guys very much for joining me. I'm really excited for this conversation today because it's important. And not only that, it's another parenting pep talk where it's just me and you. One of the things that I wanted to address today specifically involves what's going on in the world today, involves what's going on in the United States today. Some of the things that have been going on, especially over the last couple of weeks, that have been really scary, not only for us as families, but for our kids. They may have heard or seen some things that have gone on just in the last couple of weeks that maybe have drawn up some questions that they may be asking you or has really instilled some fear in them, especially with our younger kids. But, you know, we had the incident last week with Joel Osteen's church. And then we had, you know, the Kansas City parade where somebody decided to open fire. Some knucklehead decided to open fire at their Kansas City celebration parade. And then locally, we had a student who had a hit list on some kids at a local Christian school. And it just made me really think, what in the world is going on with people? What in the world is wrong with people today? And why aren't specifically parents addressing things with their kids or really helping them to open up to them so they don't have to feel like they're lost? They don't have to feel like they need to escape. They don't have to feel like they have no one that they can turn to when they have issues going on or they have problems or they're struggling with something. One of the things that my wife and I really instilled in our boys was the importance of coming and talking to us whenever they had something going on, whenever they had something on their minds, whenever they had something on their hearts that they really wanted to share with us or that was bothering them. We wanted to make sure that they understood that they could come and talk to us, that our home was a safe place for them, and that we would not overreact. We would not judge them. We would not get upset with them. Now, I did tell my boys, listen, you can come and talk to me and tell me of anything that may be bugging you or anything that you may have done or not done. It doesn't mean that I won't be disappointed. However, it doesn't mean that I also will not love you any less. I will always be there to support you, and I will always work through to help you work through whatever the struggle is that you're going through. So I think it's important for parents to understand that you too need to have that kind of relationship with your child or your children. You as well need to make sure that you're constantly talking to them and asking them how they're feeling and asking them what's going on in their lives and really inquiring as to how their day was. We need to be actively involved in our kids' lives in order for them to feel safe, in order for them to feel comfortable coming to you when there is an issue that they're going through. The stuff that's going on in the world today really, really upsets me to a point where I have to sit down now, and my kids are in their 20s. I have to sit down and talk to my kids to make sure that they're still good. My boys and I had a conversation yesterday about the stuff that has been going on. We talked about it, and my boys didn't quite understand why. The question that they brought up to me is, what is wrong with parents? Why aren't parents addressing stuff with their kids? Why aren't parents talking to their kids more? Why aren't parents being involved in their kids' lives a little bit more so they're not turning to these violent acts where they feel like they have no escape? So I wanted to talk to you, parents. I wanted to encourage you that you need to do whatever you have to do to try to help your kids open up to you, to try to encourage your kids that they can come and talk to you whenever there's something bothering them. And you need to make sure you have that conversation where they understand that the dialogue that they have with you is safe, that the dialogue that they have with you is not going to be confrontational, that the dialogue that they have with you is okay, and that you will help them. they need to understand from you, parents, that your home, you, the one that they have to come and talk to, the one that they should come and talk to, you are safe for them. You are that safe place for them. Your home is that safe place for them. And you need to really listen. You need to not only listen, but you need to see, you need to watch, you need to see their body language, you need to see their facial expressions, you need to listen with your ears and not open your mouth so much and really hear what they're talking to you about. Because if you blow them off, if you push them aside, if you half hear them, I promise you that they're going to turn to something else. They're going to turn to some other person. They're going to turn to some other thing to try to validate their emotions, to try to validate their feelings. Why not turn to you? Why not come to you to validate their emotions? It's your job as parents to validate their emotions and to validate who they are as people. And so it's important for you to open up and listen to your kids. Also, it's important for you to avoid overreacting. Your kids might come to you and share some things with you that may be disturbing, share some things with you that may be hard to hear, share some things with you that may frustrate you or even anger you. But you, as a parent, have to be the adult. You, as a parent, have to avoid overreacting, because it's that overreaction that causes the fear in your child to prevent them from coming to you again next time, to prevent them from really opening up to you. They will remember your overreacting of the last incident when they tried to talk to you. You overreacted, you got upset, and they will remember that. And they will avoid coming to you again. So please, parents, avoid overreacting. And second, make sure you're having an open-ended conversation with your kids, asking them open-ended questions. Not these closed-ended questions where they give you one-word responses. Asking your kids open-ended questions about their day, about things that took place during the day, about how they're feeling, and really hearing what they have to say to you. Really show genuine interest in what they're sharing with you. The more you show genuine interest in what they're sharing with you, the more they're going to feel validated, and the more they are going to come to you next time and share even more. So it's important, parents. We have to really connect with our kids. They need us. They need you. They need you to validate their feelings. They may be struggling with something. You have to be that support system for them. And last but not least, teach your kids how to pray. Teach your kids how to pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to help them through their emotions, to help them through their struggles. Teach your kids to pray. There's nothing wrong with that. If prayer is not something you're into, the least I can say for you as a parent, please make sure you're opening up to your kids, and please make sure you're encouraging your kids to open up to you. With the stuff that's going on in the world today, our kids are lost. Our kids are struggling with various things, and they have just a couple people that they can turn to. Their parents and something else. And we don't know what that something else is. So parents, it's important. Please, I'm encouraging you. Please talk to your kids regularly. Be inquiring as to how their day is. Be inquiring as to the things that's going on in their lives. It's important for them. It's important for you. And it'll only help strengthen that bond and that relationship and that communication with them. And when they get in a place in their lives where they're really struggling with something, if that bond, that communication is strong with your kids, they're not going to be afraid to come and talk to you. They're not going to be afraid to come and open up to you. And you may be preventing something from happening that could really negatively impact them. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you're struggling with something as a parent, if you're struggling with that line of communication with your kids, please reach out to me. I can help you through it. I can guide you. I can encourage you. I can be your support system as a parent to help really strengthen that bond with your kids. So don't be afraid to reach out to me on DM. You can send me an email. You can send me a, you know, Instagram DM, whatever the case may be. Ask me questions, reach out to me, and I would be more than happy to help you. But parents, it's important for us as parents to make sure that we love our kids, validate them, and be there for them. Hey guys, if you're not subscribed to my show yet, please make sure you do that so you don't miss any of these parenting pep talks, so you don't miss any of the guests that I have on each and every week. And as always, I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode of Dad Up. Wow, another amazing episode in the books. So much was shared, and I'm truly grateful my guest was able to pour into you to help you elevate your dad game and really dad up. Make sure you bang that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And while you're here, please don't forget to leave me a rating and a review. I always appreciate the feedback. Also, did you know you can watch the video interview of this episode? You can by simply going to my YouTube channel at Dad Up Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel. And one last thing, don't forget, your role as a dad is one of the most important roles you have. So if you need a little help or have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me on my website at daduptribe.com or at my Instagram page at Dad Up Podcast. Until next time, everyone, Dad Up.